Welcome to the original Freemasons podcast, broadcasting from Waterbury, Connecticut, USA. Follow us on your favorite podcast app or join us live on YouTube. And as always, leave your aprons at the door, my brothers.
Tonight, 12 of my closest friends.
What could go wrong? What the
Please don't do that. Please don't. What? Hello and welcome to the Freemasons podcast with your host, Right Worship Brother George Mudry,
Worship Brother Joe,
and Worship Brother Dan.
Baby Shark back That's with us it. Again. The last time we were actually talking right before when we went live. We were talking, the last time you were up here, we were talking about cat gingivitis and what was it, dead hookers in your trunk or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
That was a few years ago.
Quite a few years ago.
It might have been pre-COVID.
It was. Yeah, absolutely it was. You and Ken, actually, it was one of the first times Ken ever came on the podcast. I think that might have been his first time on the podcast.
It was out that way, yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, that was a that was a good one. So we're just talking about, like, What the hell are we talking about before we start? Oh, we were talking about the Jesus thing.
This is what the Jesus skit that we decided to postpone again. Just because, like, I do have ambitions of moving further in Freemasonry, especially in our district. And, you know, I feel like it might be something to put off until after that. But what we're talking about was many of you may remember the infamous Santa's Bountiful Sack episode. Yes. Where Santa came in. And we were actually thinking of doing something similar with Jesus, where, like, I'd come in
Jesus
on...
Sack.
No. So let's start it off how it started, all right? Joe wanted to come in as Santa Claus and give us gifts, okay? I don't know what Ken got. I know I got a fucking stool.
Ken got suntan lotion.
He is the whitest Ken that I know.
He got suntan lotion.
I got...
Or it might have been a self-tanner. One of the two.
I got a stool.
Yes, because you're short. And then I offered to help you push in the stool.
Yeah,
that nice stool.
There's a reason why this episode got yanked and went to Patreon.
Yes, it got put on Patreon. Only
and then I was spreading the cement of brotherly love with my bountiful sack. Yeah, it was a good one.
It was bad. We were like, we put it up originally. I'm like, nah, we got to pull that shit.
Yeah, you got to change that.
But it's like, to me, it was like comedic genius. That was probably me at my peak.
Yeah.
But it was a little over the top.
No pun intended. And then after that, let's go on to the Easter one. I fucking can't with you.
So this all started... The reason why I have a Jesus costume to begin with is because I was going to wear it to work.
Yes.
And then HR told me I couldn't.
The actual
Valid.
HR, not our HR.
Right.
Valid
the
reason.
Actual. But then I got it. I won because I wore the Jesus costume on Halloween. I just brought a lightsaber with me. So some call it Jesus, some call it Jedi. But either way. So then... The thought was we were going to do a skit where we recorded on a Friday, and I came back 3 days later on Easter Sunday.
But you were going to leave early on Good Friday.
Yes.
You were going to leave early.
Right, because I had to go to this banger with 12 buddies of mine at this restaurant where they make you sit on the same side of the table for some reason.
Oh,
nobody knows why.
Shit.
And then there was, like, Tommy, who was always doubting me. You know, Judd or Judas, who, you know, I didn't trust. And, like, it was going to be this whole thing. And then, like, I was going to come back 3 days later with the stabbing pain in my side and be like, guys, that was a hell of a party that Friday. I passed out for, like, 3 days, woke up in some cave somewhere. And now here I am.
They locked the fucking door.
But
we've had some skits that we thought of, and we were like, "Nah, we can't do
we
that."
We decided that that might be a little too much. I mean,
at the beginning, we were pushing the envelope to begin with.
So. Yes, and thankfully, somebody decided, okay, that maybe we should not. Because we were under some heat at the time. Too.
Yes, we were.
We had a,
I think it was actually me who pulled the plug. I'm like, "Nah, we can't."
I was going. It's going to happen eventually.
What the hell did we do? It was like a Halloween episode. We were all going to dress as...
Oh, we were supposed to do... I think it was supposed to be Gilligan's Island. But then... And Ken came in as the professor. But then you were the lead singer from Ghost.
Yes, yes.
And I think I wore my Chewbacca onesie. Like, it's something like
He's
that.
Like, I thought we were doing the Gilligan's Island skit.
Like, yeah, we changed our minds.
Fuck you, Ken.
You know, George always changing the topics last minute. And I still think we got to do the Chewbacca outfit with me out in the woods, like I'm Bigfoot walking through. I think that's something we have to revisit. Yeah. But yeah, the Jesus one, I don't know.
What if you just did it all as a Jedi? You know what I mean? Then nobody could really say you're being Jesus.
But now that we've talked about it,
well, that's true. Then, yeah, you know, now we ruined it.
Like, and it's funny because I keep thinking to myself, Bruce Belmore would be so disappointed in me. He'd be so disappointed.
He'd be pissed off.
The man, like,
he would be upset.
Was the priest at my wedding, and like, I think he'd be really like, I think he'd be disappointed in me.
No, you know what he would do? He'd be like, "It was George, wasn't it?"
And but we've stated now that it's primarily my idea. But I'm like, yeah, I can't let Bruce down. He's such a nice guy. Yeah. So
I'd be driving in my car, just listening to my freaking Gwen Stefani or whatever the hell, and I just look at my phone and be like, yeah, I'm not answering that.
But I am thinking of potentially waking up next Sunday morning, putting the costume on, and like running a 5K around the neighborhood.
Or you could go trip off Tarwood's trail cam. I've been waiting to do that in my shark costume.
Yeah, but
I don't want him to be home. I just want to wander around in his trail cam in my shark suit.
Okay. And I could do my Chewbacca onesie, too.
See, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we have to do that. We have to do. Let's put that together.
What the hell did I... What was my bright idea? Oh, my bright idea was to do a whole, like, infomercial about Freemasonry.
Yes.
We talked about it actually a couple episodes ago, where I was going to put... I'm like, listen, Freemason, we don't worship the devil, and then have like, worship brother Phil walk behind with fucking devil horns on a diaper or something like that. Like, oh, hey, what's up, Phil?
Like, we've got to get back to doing those skits.
So, this perfect segue into what we were talking about, like, Bond of Brotherhood.
Yeah, yeah.
Bond of Brothers is what I think I named this.
I believe
you did.
Because
I was making a play off of Band of Brothers, which is a good World War II theme.
Really good show, yeah.
Let's talk about just different bonds of brothers and stuff. First off, we bond off of being complete jackasses, which
yeah.
is it's our bond. It's what we do. But let's talk about like other different types of like bonds of like what makes Freemasons. Now, I want to be, while we're on this kind of topic, I also just want to say, like, the bond of brotherhood transcends going to meetings.
Again, oh, God, it's so much more.
I haven't
beyond
been
that,
yeah. to meeting in a long time because, again, my job, and I haven't been able, and I've talked to Worship Brother Hal. Oh, I got accepted into Harmony 42.
Yep, yep. The
jury's still out on me.
Yeah.
So I am now a full-fledged Mother Lodge of Harmony 42. But I haven't been to a meeting in a long time. I seen Dan and just, hey man, how you been? And it just picks right up where it left off. Yep. Doesn't matter if I've been to a meeting or see him every day, you know, we just carry on as what we do. So let's go around the horn. And you guys got any different examples of different bonds of brotherhood other than being complete jackasses and yeah. getting drunk and
well, that's a good part of it though. No, but it's like the reason why when we're talking about topics, I wanted to bring this up is just some interactions that I've had in like the last week or two, you know, something as simple as Brother Danny's looking for somebody to make a trip to New Milford and pick up a bottle that he was looking for. I'm the next town over. Once he reached out and said, hey, is anybody near New Milford? I'm like, yeah, I got you. What do you need? Like, without hesitation.
Right.
You know, and Danny and I haven't known each other that long, but there's even brothers like... We were talking about Frank Bombardier, who might be mm-hmm. stopping by today. I've known Frank maybe 5 years.
Yeah.
But if the guy calls me in the middle of the night or needs something, we know we're going to be there for each other. And it's he and I bonded over the very first breakfast that we had for Chip at Shepherd Salem a few years back. And I was new to the district. He was in the kitchen cooking. I just jumped in and helped out and started cooking. And, you know, through that, we knew each other. And one of those things that just clicked, even when I think of Chip Schofield and what he's going through. I've only known Chip as long as I've been coming to Morningstar.
Right.
Which, what, 5-6 years maybe? Mm-hmm. Like, since I really started going? From the moment I met him, I knew I'd do anything for this guy. And
I can't help but laugh, and I know people who are listening on Apple and Spotify can't laugh, but Puppet George is literally in the crook of Joe's arm.
Just snuggling him up a little bit.
I'm sleeping, leave me alone.
I just realized it when I look over and Joe's petting his fucking.
That's a good
He's petting
boy.
Like he's a dog.
Good little boy.
I want to be a real boy.
Continue,
Joe. I'm sorry to be there. No,
but there's like there's just brothers that
It's a good bond. The bonding.
You. I was Jason Gadeau, I was talking to the other night. I'm like, what if we met each other?
I don't know if I know him.
He's one of Widow's sons.
Oh, okay.
He's the one that's organizing the ride for Chip.
Yes. Okay.
He and I were talking the other day. I'm like, what if we actually been in the same room as each other 6 times?
I never knew.
But here we are talking, trying to help organize this event, and he was just thankful that I got involved. But it's like... Yeah, as soon as it goes beyond meetings, and it really just goes beyond a lot of other parts of life, where, again, there's certain people that if they were call at any moment, at any time, I drop what I'm doing and go be there for them, and not even ask a lot of questions. Like, if you called me at 2 a.m. and said, I'm at X place, I need you to come get me, I'm not asking, well, what happened? Okay.
I always think of that scene from, with, what's his name? Ben Affleck.
Yes, exactly. He's like, any questions?
Whose car are we
going to
take?
Whose car? Yeah. Exactly that. But that's what a lot of this is, but it's just, it hits on so many different levels. It just goes beyond a normal friendship. And it's people that I've known 10% of my life that, like I've known them my entire life. It's like their childhood friends. I do the same things for them as some of the people that I've known forever.
And there's some people just similar to, you know, people who you can't stand.
Messner.
There are also... Oh, we didn't say that.
No names.
What did I say?
There's people...
Where's me?
Yeah, it's puppet. It was a puppet.
Where's the puppet now?
There's people that, you know, in your life, you're just never, you're like oil and water. It's just never going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, but then there's other people that you meet instantly and they instantly click. So before we get into you, Danny, what's this bottle? That's the most important part of this thing.
So,
let's hear about this bottle.
It's a bottle of cognac that, I tried at the cigar lounge I go to frequently. A gentleman there had it and,
which cigar lounge?
Commissioner's right over here on... off of Highland Avenue in Waterbury.
All right.
They're actually, both owners just took their MM degree here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no shit.
So, we got a good... Speaking of bonds, you know what I mean? Those guys met us just all showing up there drinking, smoking cigars with them, and then they said, what's this whole ordeal? You guys show up here in suits and...
Suits and ties.
Very cool. Huge PR selling point right there. The suits and the ties and the tuxedos.
So I tried it, and I'm not a cognac person. I'm a bourbon guy, but it was
me too.
It was delicious. So I had to have it, and I looked it up, and thankfully Joe was in New Milford area, grabbed it for me.
Yeah.
Excited.
And then then it got you to meet us here today for the podcast, join us, and now we're just...
Oh, thank you, by the way, because I never got a key or a passcode, I can't remember, so we would have just been out in the parking lot just... staring at each other.
Drinking your bottle.
Right, yeah.
Drinking your bottle.
Here's a toast to Danny.
All right, so what example you got? Anything?
Well, you know, maybe I'm a little different in the aspect of growing up. My grandfather and my dad were both Freemasons.
Very famous Masons in Connecticut.
So I had and still have the fortune of knowing some Masons almost the entirety of my life. But... I'm also carving my own path and making friends with new guys. And, you know, so like you said, not maybe 5 years, I've known some of you guys, but some of my closest friends now. But there isn't a activity or thing that I enjoy that Freemasons aren't involved in some aspect. Like I said, the cigar lounge. All of a sudden, these guys are now Masons.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We're bonding on that aspect of it. You know, I used to tinker with cars a lot, and there was a group of guys that built race cars that were all Freemasons down in Jupiter, Florida. Mm-hmm. I went down there, and I spent 2 weeks and built a race car with them, and we bonded over that kind of aspect. Mm-hmm. Guys I never would have met.
Yep.
Yeah. Had it not just been, you know, bullshitting with a guy or a friend and saying, hey, you know, these guys build race cars and they're Masons in Florida. So I think those, you know, just every aspect of your life, I think, can be tied to, you know, Freemasonry and somebody that has a similar interest or belief or, you know, I really enjoy that.
My bond with a lot of Masons is, believe it or not, guns. Oh, yeah. Me and Kenny, we go to the range every once in a while. We had a range day twice. And first time he talked a lot of shit. Second time he really didn't. but yeah, you know, there's a gun club that's in Wilkett that a lot of Masons belong to. I didn't know that until after I'd gone a couple of times. Another time was actually something we did in my old lodge was Worship Brother Earl Ebert did, and we went to the Concordia Singing Club, I think it's called.
Alex DeFranz was a member there.
Yeah, downstairs.
Downstairs,
got a 22
range. 22 range. Yeah,
we went there and we had a blast. It was like three or four of us. It wasn't a lot, but I mean, we had a blast. We had a lot of fun. You know what I mean? Like when we went upstairs, had a couple drinks and sat down, had a couple beers. It was a good time. Like, you know, so, and that was not a, I mean, it was a, I don't want to say it was a sanctioned Masonic event, but it was mentioned in Lodge, you know what I mean? Yeah. Hey, let's go do this. Yeah. And, you know, you're going to get people show up. You're going to get some show up. You're going to get some not show up. But, you know, we had a lot of fun.
A quick shout out to Brother Earl, who just the other day celebrated the 3-year anniversary of his heart transplant.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He's doing really well. So not that he listens, but shout out to him.
That's great.
But, what I find is, you know, to your point, Danny, is as you build these bonds, it just becomes part of your life. As you get older, you start to become much more selective about who you spend your time with. And, you know, for lack of a better term, are they adding value to your life? Are they having a positive influence? And the value doesn't mean that you have to be receiving some benefit of it, but benefit from the standpoint of I'm having a good time, like-minded people who I can trust. And, like, it just, there's value in those bonds. There's values in that. And when it starts to then go beyond just the brothers and it extends to their families, that's where you really, the Masonry gets its hooks in you. If you just look at my wedding, 80% of the people there were Masons.
Mm.
But it was almost like going to a Masonic event. But those are our friends. That's my circle of friends. And now they're Susan's circle of friends. Mm. And it just becomes your lifestyle. It just becomes who you're spending your time with.
Right.
And they're just good people overall.
On a side little health note, I don't know if I really mentioned this or anything, but I think I did on the podcast that I had bladder cancer.
I think you did, yes.
End of last year. I just had a Fox News camera shoved up my whoopah not too long ago, and it is gone.
Nice. Beautiful. So, congratulations.
That's great. Glad to hear that.
Again, part of it was because I was a smoker for quite a while. Now I just, I got my green robot penis that I suck on now. But
I got something small and white to stick in your mouth.
Isaac Lease, I'm doing my MM degree next month, and then we're going to karaoke bar afterward. What could go wrong?
I think we need to do some karaoke. That
oh, God, I hate karaoke.
Joe's a
good hate
singer.
It as bad as I hate.
I am a really good singer.
Oh, God, I hate it probably as much as I hate chili cook-offs. Oh,
you
I
know
can't
what?
Say it.
You know
because
what?
There's always that freaking white girl. It's like, let's sing Living on a Prayer. Whoa! It's like the drunk bar whore national anthem. It really is. They all sing that, right?
Tell me you see my hand to die.
Fuck. I hate karaoke.
I love karaoke.
What's your karaoke
go-to song?
Song?
Joe?
Depends on the mood. Depends on the mood. My original was... No, I go for something. One, it's got to be a song that I've at least sang in my car 1,000 times so I know all the words. And
oh, Remix to Ignition.
That's one of them. You're big. That's one of them.
Big R. Kelly fan, huh?
Oh, I'll take an assist on that one.
The guy did a Warner Brothers cartoon, so that's all I'm going to say about that. But
so that's your other one.
I believe I can fly.
Sympathy for the Devil is usually my go-to. Rolling Stones.
That's a good one.
Jeremy, Pearl Jam is a good one. I like the angst that I can really... But
I like Rehab. That's mine, if I was to pick one.
Rehab?
The Bartender song.
Oh, gotcha.
I thought you were Bartender.
Yes. Okay. I know that one, yeah.
I'm a big tequila fan because it only has one word.
Okay.
I'm really good at this song.
But do you put on the shoes and dance like Pee Wee Herman? Yeah. Wow, Pee Wee Herman and R. Kelly in the same conversation. Yeah.
Pee Wee Herman wasn't kid stuff, though. It wasn't kiddie shit.
Right, he just liked to touch his wee-wee in movie theaters.
Yeah.
I prefer the home theater for that, but...
All right, here we go. Zach W. Guns N' Roses are frequent for karaoke. It's always done poorly, all the time. That and I told you, it's Bon Jovi.
Yeah, but I see, when I do Guns N' Roses, I go Night Train because I know Night I can Train. Do it.
Right.
And that's a great song. But then, like, if I like to want to mellow it out a little bit, I'll go a little Air Supply.
I used to love her.
That was a good
I
one,
I used
too.
To love her.
But I'm a big ballad
I had
guy,
to
too.
Kill her.
Okay.
I like ballads.
I'm sorry for all your ears bleeding on
some Neil
Apple.
Diamond, some Barry Manilow, Weekend in New England. What? Like, I'm a Renaissance man. What can I say?
A good friend of mine I often go out with, and we do karaoke. She likes to do Barbie Girl, and I do Ken.
Okay.
But sometimes they have the words for Ken, sometimes they don't, and I don't really know what the fucking words are.
I think it's just like, come on Barbie, let's go party.
No, but then he has more parts than you think.
Okay.
Oh, Ethan, that's my son.
At first I thought they said Ethan. HIV.
he's really
oh, hi Ethan.
He's 8.
All right.
So, not that we have to behave, but
all right. No body mouths.
No, I don't care. Mommy shouldn't be letting them listen to it, but that's fine.
Somebody put in Puppet George doing karaoke.
Oh.
Didn't we do a Puppet George album? Like, we were going to do
a
mock-up
that was
album?
Another skit we were going to do. We were going to do, like, remember, like, in the, like, the 80s and 90s?
Yeah,
used to have, like, the Rolodex of songs.
Yeah,
like,
Puppet George sings the hits.
we were going to do
who could forget?
And this all-time
But
classic.
We were going to alter all the songs to say, like, different stuff. Like,
okay.
Yeah, it was, like, his messed-up version.
It was messed-up version.
It was very, like, Weird Al Yankovic type, Dr. Demento type stuff for anybody that knows. Just discovered apathy and been playing him.
He's
not...
a New London Freemason.
Yeah, didn't you guys have him on?
No, we tried to have him on, but
he's touring,
our schedules,
and then COVID
our schedules
hit
couldn't work out. He's also, I believe, a real estate agent too. So I think we just didn't pan out. We were going to have him on, but we did do a reaction to his songs.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Legend of the Third Degree and all that stuff, and apathy's not all of his songs are Masonic, but the ones that are, they're pretty Masonic.
Yep.
The one probably karaoke faux pas I once made was, it was a work event.
Oh, boy.
And it was later in the evening. And I decided, and I was like the Michael Scott of the office at the time.
Right.
And I ended up doing AC/DC's Big Balls.
Oh,
that's tough.
But I did it in like my best Bon Scott voice. So it was like, I was just all the people after work.
Hey, it could have been worse. You could have done some... take this job and shove it.
Yeah, that's very true.
Your boss would be like, we need to have a meeting tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
However, I did sing karaoke one time, and it's not even there no more. What the hell's the place in Naugatuck over by, it used to be 7-Eleven? It was like the mill or something like that.
Don't know. I did not hang out in the valley.
You know what I'm talking about, Dan?
I'm trying to think of where the 7-Eleven is. I don't even.
Over at End of Rubber Avenue. It was all like the Millstone or the Mill.
Yeah. I think it was the Mill.
The Mill, right?
The Mill, yeah.
There was a chick. This was years and years ago. I went there for a poker tournament, and there was a chick there. She had some pipes, and me and her sang Evanescence, Bring Me to Life. And she sang the female part, I did the male part. And freaking place was rocking. Everybody loved it. So, not that I can't sing very well, but...
I can sing really well. I can.
Please don't.
I feel like
sometimes
you can.
Sometimes I like to do a little Barry White.
Oh, you're getting real deep there?
Oh, yeah, baby.
I thought you might...
Knock it off!
I thought you might go into a little ronery, for, you know what I mean? For...
That could be considered offensive.
Take this job and shove it in the Bon Scott voice. Go for it, Joe.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
5 o'clock somewhere is a great. Yep, 5 o'clock somewhere. It's another good one. See, we should just do this whole episode.
We could just
karaoke songs.
LFO summer song or summer girl.
That's a good jam.
That goes that way. I take it if I had one way.
That was a jam.
The only one worse than that is what the hell is that other song? Come, my lady. Come, my lady.
Oh,
do you remember Radio 104?
Yeah, the song was Butterfly.
Thrown at them.
Something Town.
Oh, Crazy Town.
There you go.
Oh, my God. I remember at Radio 104 Fest a long time ago. They got bottles and shit thrown at them because they literally came on stage and that was the only song they sang. They never came back on again.
See, now we're bonding over stupid songs.
Oh, God.
But we also, like, we mentioned COVID before.
Yeah.
We would get together Saturday nights and do Cards Against Humanity.
Cards Against Humanity.
I was going to say, that's how I got through a lot of COVID.
Yeah.
Like, I would have probably went insane if I didn't have...
Yeah.
You know, some sort of
yep.
interaction with friends. And I didn't even really know you guys.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, I knew George a little bit.
But prior to that, you and I had maybe sat together a couple times. Like, we were friendly.
We had known each other because I came here to help out a couple of degrees a couple times. You came to our lodge. So we knew of each other, but we really didn't. We didn't hang out and all that stuff. It wasn't until later when you came to the podcast and we bonded over cat gingivitis that.
But I think we probably first met at a Scottish Rite degree, you know, probably.
Oh, Scottish Rite, too. That's right.
Stuff. That's where I met Jack Burrell for the first time, too. But, like, that would be the only time I would see him. Mm. And then,
He's a busy man.
He is a busy man. He's our district deputy now.
Yep.
I saw him. They were doing, like, a corned beef and cabbage thing in Naugatuck the other day.
I'll actually see him
tonight.
Well,
you're an AGM now, right?
No, I'm on hiatus. I was AGM for a year. They tend to rotate AGMs through for 1 year terms to get more people in the hopper.
So we've got
Kenny's gonna be coming in as
an AGM. Yes, he is.
When did I missed that 1 year term? I had the whole 2 years.
Yeah.
Wait, you were a district deputy?
No, AGM.
You were only an AGM?
I didn't want the responsibility.
Especially when shit hits the fan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome. You're welcome. But it's like, think about some of
that's where
things.
We, me and you bonded.
Yeah.
Over that. That was...
Yeah, that whole situation. But think about just the people that we know. Like, in this room, maybe not you, Danny, because you're always on vacation. But...
I'm going away in a couple weeks.
The stuff that you see, my point exactly. The stuff that you and I have gone through in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Stuff that the ship has gone through. Stuff that, you know, Frank has gone through. That's where some of these bonds form because somebody comes and helps you when you're
sounding
at your lowest.
Board.
Yeah.
Sounding board.
And every time I've been at my lowest, somebody, a brother, has been there for me, and I've tried to do the same in return.
Uh-huh.
And when you go through that shit together, you come out different. Uh-huh. And you remember the people that were there. You remember the people that helped you through it. And there's just that just strengthens that bond even more. Like going through something really sucky with somebody.
Yep.
You know, whether you're both going through it or one's helping the other through it.
What's the term? Baptism by fire?
Yeah.
Right. Right. Something along those lines. That's why I like military. They got such a strong bond.
Yeah.
It's baptism by fire. Like, you know.
And you need to trust those guys or you might end up dead. Like,
I mean, at least that's how it was when I was in the military. Now they got all this woke bullshit. I don't know what the hell's going on with that. But, like... You didn't care what the other person did or you know, what their beliefs were or any of that stuff because you knew that, you know, that was going to be the guy that was going to drag me out if I got shot in the fucking face.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. And you put the BS aside and you focus on what's
nothing
important.
Else matters.
And, you know, that's where I think we're able to do as Freemasons because, you know, that's one of our tenets is like that other BS stuff doesn't matter.
No. And we don't even talk about it. We don't even bring it up. It's not even a thing. Like, we don't allow that shit to poison us. Same as DOC as well. Yeah, Department of Corrections, same thing. They have that same, you know, I'm in law enforcement as well. Yeah. We have kind of that similar bond, same type of thing. We, you know, we don't care about any of the extra shit. Like, it doesn't matter to us.
Because it's the, what is it, the internal qualifications of a man rather than the external.
Right. I mean, and
some external in what I do. Well, you got to be able to whoop an ass.
You both went through Scottish Rite. I mean, you know what I mean? On each one of those degrees teaches you a different life lesson.
Yeah.
And,
well, shit, four chaplains. It's still my favorite
right.
one.
And it's all about being a selfless person, you know what right. I mean? And you know, I think that's a constant reminder in my brain, you know, when I think about Freemasonry, is just to be selfless and help people however you can, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the charity is one of the main tenets of Freemasonry.
Don't Stop Believing is classic karaoke.
That now you're getting back into that drunk girl territory.
Yeah. Yeah.
I cannot do a good Steve Perry. I'll try, but I cannot do a really good Steve Perry.
Who sang that Short People song? You know, Short People got no reason to
Randy
live.
Newman.
Randy Newman.
Yes, the same guy that did the Toy Story song. Yeah, that's the only reason. And I had a really, really short the general manager. I wasn't, and I'm not going to go any further because God forbid people from work are listening. Like whenever he'd walk in and out of a room, me and this other guy would just. But then if you like read the words or the lyrics, it's horrible.
Oh, he's really mean to short people in that song.
Little bitty legs,
little eyes. Yeah, walking around telling great big lies. You know what I mean? That's like the chorus.
It's like they're evil leprechauns or something. That the way he's singing about them, you must know the song.
That's why I looked at him. I knew it was coming.
It's like your
anthem. No, I don't know the song actually.
You never heard? Oh, we gotta. Maybe Papa George could sing it for him.
That could be one of the hits.
Oh Jesus God! there was no, I don't know that song. But getting back on that bond and everything, like you know. Do we have our internal strife every once in a while? Sure. You know, there's no yin without a yang. You know what I mean? You're always going to have that, you know, where there's some internal arguments or disagreements or cliques, which we've talked about multiple times and how dangerous they are. But, I mean, for the most part, I mean, it doesn't really happen. I mean, again, I just kind of got into Waterbury. And I don't think you guys have any type of cliques. You guys all seem to mesh the same way. I've been to lodges, though, where it's cliquey as shit. And it's like, you know, that bond, that's where, like, that bond can become dangerous with, like, the cliques and stuff. You know what I mean? You should be, what's the word? You can agree to disagree and actually keep some sort of a civil discourse. You know
absolutely.
What I mean?
And that's the important piece of it. Like, some of the people I'm closest with, we just have different philosophies as far as...
I didn't agree with the Jesus skit. You did.
Right. I think it's a brilliant idea if I weren't trying to advance my Masonic career.
In hindsight, though, you look back, you're like, yeah, that probably wasn't a good idea.
Yeah. And I still think it's got legs. I still think, like... I still think we could do something with it, but... no, it's like, I disagree with a really close brother, Bob Furse, about... recruiting and quality over quantity, and we just have different philosophies. We've seen it work both ways. We've seen it not work both ways. Yeah. We just feel a little differently, but he's still one of my closest friends. Yeah. Like, and that's okay.
That's always that's always an age old thing though. Is like quantity over quality. It's like you know because it's that's a debate that has so many different avenues of because. Right. Do you cast a wide net, and then when you lose a couple fish, you keep the ones that are good? Or do you cast a small net and only keep the ones, you know, and try to maintain those?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
I think a lot of that just goes from the top down. You know what I mean? I'm much more involved in a different body now.
Yeah.
And coming from the top down, they want you to have more members. You know, and...
Right.
To get, you know, specific awards and things like that. Mm-hmm. They want you to get as many members as you can in. And the guys up top really don't care if there's any quality of the member where the smaller, you know, bodies down in the underneath care about that because, you know, we only got 10 guys showing up to meeting. I need those 10 guys to be quality.
And if you have those 10 guys that you have that bond with, that's better than 20 that's... Or 30
that don't want to work together.
You know, have that connection. You know, it's another business meeting. It's another night out. It's another, like, avoiding whatever is going on at home type thing versus, no, these are the people I want to spend my time with because they make me a better person. Right. And maybe in a few instances, maybe something I've done has made them a better person. And that's what we feed off of, and that's why we choose that. And it's okay to disagree. It's okay to have different opinions on things. It's not everything is this tribalism bullshit that's out in the world these days where you have to have a stance on something as stupid as Taylor freaking Swift. Like, either you gotta hate her or love her.
So
I don't
happy.
Care.
See,
I don't care. Shut up. I don't care.
I just don't want to see
so
her.
Here's
on
my
TV.
Thing. I have nothing against the girl, but Jesus Christ, when she's in the fucking newsfeed every 5 seconds, it's like, just go away.
But that's not her fault.
Don't go away, man.
Just go away. Sunny, warm Brandon, Florida.
Yeah.
That sounds like a mid-Florida place.
I think
though.
I spent some time in
it's
Brandon,
32
Florida.
Degrees. Eat shit.
Sun's out, though, you know?
Yeah, no.
I think I spent some cat duty time in Brandon, Florida.
Cat duty?
Yeah, I work for an insurance company, so when there's like a major hurricane and stuff, they,
oh, I thought
they
he was
send
back
you in
the
there.
Gingivitis
thing.
Thought,
yeah,
no, catastrophe, in short for
picking
catastrophe.
Up for stray cats.
You go spend 3 weeks in places North with Cal. No plumbing.
Northern California. Ew, I'm sorry, man. I mean, we got a shitload of rain last night. He's got like 30 feet of snow. Yep. Maybe. Do you?
I went
What's going on, you? What does it say? Yum-ho?
Yum-ho. That's...
Fuck.
He made me read it aloud, and I didn't. Now I feel bad.
Where are we looking?
First city east,
or due east
of Tampa.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. So yeah. That's not.
Yeah, I know exactly. Yeah.
That's not Florida man country quite yet. You know.
No, not quite yet. No. What? That's still like
where Brandon is. You know, it says Brandon, Florida.
Yeah. But you know, why?
Oh,
Florida man. Just do
like,
Google search Florida man.
That's
and then read all the news stories that come after it.
That's like the middle of the state of Florida, where you know just what
like
you would imagine.
Weird stuff happens.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Look
okay.
up your birthday and like Florida man, whatever your birthday is.
I
and
will never
you, like.
I don't know. I don't look up anything you ever tell me to look up because I'm gonna go into my. Oh, God!
I'll send you a link.
We're just gonna send you multiple links of Florida man.
Yo, for the longest time, I kept getting like text messages like from friends of mine, like, "Hey man, check out this news article. Like, stop rubbing the puppet. It's weird.
It's caressing.
It's like a little kitty cat.
You're like Dr. Evil.
So yes, exactly.
Or no, Doctor with Inspector Gadget.
Oh,
Doctor. Oh,
Doctor Claw.
Doctor Claw. Yeah.
Doctor Claw. Yeah.
I'm going to pet my puppet. Good little George. Anyway, you remember getting the text messages from like buddies? It was like, "Hey man, click out this link. Look what's happening in wherever the hell." Or the president signed this. Check it out. And you click on the link, and it's just the dude sitting at the end of the bed.
Yeah, with his dog.
That
down.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I get the ones where there was like porn screaming in the background.
Oh,
I'd
yeah,
do that
the,
work, and you'd be like,
loud.
"What the hell?"
I had one where it was like, "Check out my new Christmas ornament." And you look at the picture, and it's a Christmas ornament. But when you zoom in, it's a dude sitting on the end of the bed. I'm like, "What the? Come on, dude!" It was literally for like 3 weeks straight. Yeah, that's why I don't open links. Nope, you send me links, I don't open them.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Another form of bond of brotherhood, I guess, right? Brothers sending each other.
Yeah, harassing each other.
Harassing
yes.
each other, yeah.
Well, we were taking shots before we even went on the air.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Danny's like, "Oh, my God." I'm like, "You've been to the show. You've listened to the
yeah,
show."
Well, this happens.
Like, we. Hi, Bus Ball!
Stop. Oh, man. Well, another perfect example, Chris Martinelli.
Oh, God.
Dude, when Ken wore shorts to that show, man. Oh, my God. They tore ass into him.
Well, he is the whitest man I've
yes.
ever seen. In
That's why I think it was bronzer that he got for
bronzer.
We are going to Florida. He's going to Florida with me in a few weeks.
Oh God!
So I'll send you guys a lot of blinding.
Oh, that's
photos.
Right. You guys are going down to visit a brother, right?
Yeah, Frank. Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Frank who?
Pisani.
Pisani.
So you know Joey?
Joe. Yep.
Joey's brother.
Joe's brother. Oh,
yeah.
No
he's
kidding.
A member here too, but he lives down in Lauderdale.
Yeah, he's been up for a couple.
Good
of
move
and stuff.
Yeah.
Good move. Do you remember when they freaking busted my balls when I did the whole Dance Macabre thing?
Yeah.
With the skeleton face and they kept calling me Kung Fu Panda?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I got that too.
And then Trash Panda.
Trash Panda. That's yeah. called me a Trash Panda. That's right. Yep.
But
But, I mean, shit, our listeners do the same thing. They bust balls. I mean, Discord is 90% busting balls.
What was the joke that I made when we first got here? Was it about him being short, probably?
Sure, probably.
No.
Oh, no. It was something about the keyboard that you have and how thin it is, and I said it's almost as thin as your hair.
Yes, thin as my hair. Yep.
Bye. Just to get back to something to show how awful this Short People song is.
He's going to play it.
No, I'm not going to play it. I'm just going to read the lyrics.
You got to sing the lyrics.
But it's like...
You can sing it. You can't play it, though, because otherwise they'll mute us.
I'll have Puppet George read the lyrics.
Okay.
Oh, God.
A poem by Puppet George. I'm going to cut out, like, the parts where they just repeat. Short people got no reason to live.
Oh, my fucking God.
They got little hands and little eyes, and they walk around telling great big lies. They got little noses and tiny little teeth. They wear platform shoes on their nasty little feet.
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't want no short people around here.
Oh, my God.
They got little baby legs, and they stand so low, you got to pick them up just to say hello. They got little cars that go beep, beep, beep. They got little voices going peep, peep, peep.
Oh, my God.
They got grubby little fingers. And dirty little minds. They're gonna get you every time. I don't want no short people around here.
Like, this is a real song.
That was on the radio.
On the radio.
That's a real song by a famous person.
Early 80s.
Somebody's
probably
gonna be offended.
The same guy that sang "You Got a Friend in Me" from Toy Story. It's the same guy.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. That was like a mainstream song.
And I can't play it, otherwise they'll shut us down.
Ah, Jai.
Oh, that's good. Good plug there. Thank you, Jai. You can come and bond with the brothers of the Freemason podcast on Discord for as little as $5 a month by joining Patreon.
Yeah.
Look for us on Patreon, the Freemasons podcast.
Speaking of which, we just had a guy come in, ladies, man, or something like that. The poor bastard.
What, the guy from Saturday Night Live, the Courvoisier guy?
No, he came into Discord.
You don't ask to get right?
I don't.
Tim Meadows?
He came into Discord, and I'm going to start by saying this. When you come into Discord, going to get hazed. You're going to get hazed.
Did he make the mistake of trying to fight back?
Yeah. A little bit. And he didn't. They weren't that bad, but I mean, oof. It just is what it is. Like, you know, don't take it personal. They're just breaking your balls.
Because that's what we do.
That's what we do.
It's bonding. Ladies boy.
Ladies boy. No newbies.
Jim Devaney. Devaney.
Yeah. The leader of the gangrene. Speak of which, Josh Mantello.
Yes. To Grand Lodge of Massachusetts, right? And he won our fantasy football podcast, and he actually paid to get in. So he actually got the money donated to charity.
We had a dude who joined, ended up like winning the fantasy football, but never paid
his entrance fee,
and never even talked on Discord. And then he got pissed off when he didn't get his money. But we told him, "You don't get the money. We donate the money to your charity,
right?
Of choice.
It's not a profitable endeavor here."
Joe could tell the story because Joe was hot about it.
I was pissed about it because. You come in, you're a guest, okay? You're playing in a charity fantasy football pool, and what you don't pay. And he was given multiple opportunities to pay, and he did not. And then when we said, sorry, you didn't pay, therefore you don't win, it's going to the second place brothers charity, he like freaked out and like started posting all this crap and how...
One-star review.
Over there. Yeah, gave us a one-star review. And it's like, you got to pay to play.
Well, and he clearly didn't read the thing where it says you're not going
to
win the money anyway.
Yeah, right. You don't win the money. It doesn't go to you. It goes to charity.
And they never sent me my money. Well, technically, you never sent us yours, which was your ticket in.
But we don't send that person
money. We're not going to send you the money anyway.
Whoever's the commissioner takes the money and they say, hey, where do you want to donate it to? When I won, I think I did it to Wounded Warriors Project. Yeah. Or no, it was Till Valhalla. It was Danny.
Oh, okay.
It was
Danny Carlin's
charity.
Sorry. Just stroked out a little
bit.
Who won
the next year?
I don't know. I've never won, so I can't. I know it wasn't me.
Did Tarwood win?
No. Tarwood got blasted.
Awful.
He's not a good sports guy, you know?
He comes out like a barn burner, right? Where he's like 8-0. And then all of a sudden it's just.
Was it the guy that Devaney calls tears? Did he win?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Bill Powell.
Jim? Bill? I don't know. Devaney's on. He'll remember who they called.
He calls him tears.
He might have won one time.
I don't know.
I don't know. Devaney, help us out here.
But we donated to a bunch of different charities, so it's like, I don't know. The best part was that day after that hole happened, we recorded, and Joe comes in. I'm like, hey, good morning, Joe. He's like, hey, what's up, man? Is it going to be a good podcast? I got some shit to say. Oh, man.
Came in like Eminem and 8 Mile. He was just ready to go.
I was ready to spit.
He was ready. He had a monster and a coffee in the other.
Yeah, that's a true story.
Fucking pissed.
But the way it's supposed to be done is how Right Worshipful Brother Josh did it. He won. He chose to donate the proceeds to one of the charities at the Grand Lodge of Massachusetts. Got additional donations to round it out. I think it came through from the podcast.
Yep.
I think it came out to around right around $1,000, right?
Yeah, about a grand.
That he presented at their annual communication. So
and called
nice
himself
pictures.
What the hell did he say? He actually said it in the
Grand, I don't remember.
That he was the fantasy football champion or something like that. He actually said it in the Grand Lodge. But yeah, we donated that money. Then we kicked in a little bit extra. We were good for 200 bills or whatever the hell.
Oh, last year was
Randy.
Randy, right. And the Rhode Island Polar Plunge for Special Olympics.
Yep, that's right. You think tears did year two?
I think it's supposed to be I think.
Yeah, I think it was Bill Powell. I think his name was.
Yeah. Thanks, Devaney. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Who's Holiday's wife?
It's one of our Discord guys.
Holiday's the guy that we have the picture of on the couch doing the
Cassandra. Oh, that's Holiday.
Massachusetts Brothers Fund is the actual charity that this year's money went to.
We donated to his wife. I don't remember why, nor do I want to air it out on here, but we donated to his wife for something.
We'll leave that.
Yeah, we'll leave that alone.
But again,
it was a health issue.
A brother in need.
Leave it alone.
Right, brother in need. Beautiful.
But just thinking, when you talk about Bond, think about how many people we have on Discord through this podcast that have never met each other in person.
Yeah.
I've never met Danny Collins in person, but I talk to him just about every week.
Nope. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just that's where this bond of Freemasons just goes. It extends beyond.
And I also want to add to that too. Is people come into Discord thinking it's just about ball busting, but we actually build a bond. You know what I mean? Like you get your balls busted, you hang around. You meet these guys, you talk to these guys, you talk on the side to these guys. Through DMs and stuff. Many times we've had people come in. They're like, "Oh, I'm from West Virginia," and you hear, "Oh, hey, we're in West Virginia." You know what I mean? And then they start talking. Next thing you know, they're freaking hanging out or whatever.
And then you say, tell your cousin / wife I said hello.
There it is. Jim Devaney. Josh declared himself World Freemason Fantasy Football Champion in Open Grand Lodge.
Open Grand Lodge.
World Freemason Fantasy. Well, I mean, there's only one Freemason podcast fantasy football league in the world. So I guess that would make him the world champion. That's awesome. Maybe we get a belt made up for that.
We have a belt.
I know, but just for the fantasy football.
Speak of belts.
Where is the belt?
It's
in the
back.
I'm going to start wearing it.
It's in the back hallway.
Every time we're on air, I'm going to wear it.
Another perfect example of Bond. You know who I reached out to a couple weeks ago?
Who?
Art DeQuetta.
Oh, yeah.
I reached out to Art because obviously he's got some shit going on. He's a Border Patrol agent, Dan, in case you didn't know.
And he's, vice president of the Border Patrol
Agents Patrol Union. Council.
Yeah.
Good
dude. He's a busy man.
Yeah, he's
a busy man. So I reached out to him and said, hey, man, I hope all is well. Brass balls. I reached out to him, and you actually spoke to Worship Brother Scott Walter.
Yes.
Is he Worship?
Yeah.
Or is he just
I don't know.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Hey, brother.
Either way, brother.
We're trying to get him to come on with his, his girlfriend Haley, and then he's working on some big projects with Worshipful Brother Tim Hogan.
Yes, who we also had on.
Who was also on, but they're working on some really big things. So we're trying to figure out
a good time and place to have them on. Everything.
Probably, probably look for that towards the end of May, I'm thinking.
And listen, me and Joe have been doing some. If Brother Scott Walter listens, I don't know if he listens, but if he does. Me and Joe did some scouting for a jacket.
Yes. So it's much like Saturday Night Live. Once you're on the show five times, I think we decided.
Five times we decided.
You get like a Freemasons podcast, like varsity jacket kind of thing.
Yeah, like a Letterman
but like
jacket.
Like a bomber, like one of those satin bomber type things. So Brother Walter, if his next appearance will be.
To four, right? He's been on four times.
He's been on four, so this will be five. This will be so five. I'll be reaching out to get his.
I'm close.
You got two, I think. Right?
No, this would be maybe this three. This might be four.
Four? All right.
You're going to get a smoking jacket. I think we make the jacket right. specific to the individual. Because like, you right. like the commissioner's cigar lounge. You're a big cigar
okay.
guy.
All right. Yeah, we'll do.
But you have to wear an ascot with it.
And I don't even own one. I will buy one just for the smoking jacket.
Right. And an ascot's not a little donkey's bed, just so you know, George.
Oh, yeah. Brother Andy Purcell. Also, James Devaney. So, he's on. Yep.
He's been on. Like, we've had... I mean, hell, we had our first big guest was Brother Pat Miletich,
which we
had to do a take two on because we had so much fun the first time, and I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
But we're like, hey, I think we need to re-record this one. Actually, he came to us and said, I think we need to re-record. We're like, okay.
I reached out to him because it was late. When it's late at night and you're kind of chilling and you're in your chair, you have some beverages. So I reach out to him like, hey, man, I'm like, do you want to redo that one? He's like, yeah, let's redo that one.
But he's been on, Andy Purcell. We've had, we've had some esoteric people on. Jamie Paul Lamb, who I think is coming back to Connecticut.
I heard
to
a door
do
slam.
Kinda,
yeah, somebody. It's
that
probably,
might be
Frank, Ghost?
Frankie Bombs. Tiz, I see him.
Oh, yeah. So we're trying to get Scott Walter to come back on and,
That'll happen. It's just a matter of working out.
I would love to
schedule.
Have him come here and present him the jacket.
Well, he does. He's going to be in New Hampshire. I want to say mid-April. End of April. I just won't be around. He's doing some kind of like America Stonehenge type deal.
Yeah. New Hampshire. That was actually on the show America on Earth.
Yes. Which was his show.
Yep.
So him and his girlfriend are doing a talk up there. By the way, the talking circuit appears to, based on some of the ticket prices I've seen, seems to be a pretty lucrative deal. Like, when he goes around and gives these talks, some of these places, it's like $150 a ticket to go hear him talk.
Yeah.
And he came on our show for free. Thanks, brother. no promotional consideration has been given in exchange for this interview. But... No, and I know right around December he comes out for the winter solstice up at the
Rhode Island
with that Newport Tower thing. So, we might have to we'll see if we can figure something out. If we'll go to him, we'll get him here.
Yep,
we'll figure it out. But that's definitely coming.
But we got that jacket. If you're listening, Brother Scott,
it's nice too. Yeah. I just have to make sure that unfortunately it's one of those things that shows up on my Facebook feed, like. The shopping sponsored ad.
Oh, you gotta make sure it's legit.
So I do want to make sure that it's actually legit. I can't verify that the legitimacy of it yet. And the price is really good, which also makes it a little sus.
There's a couple,
as the kids say.
There's a couple guests that I'd like to have on, and I want to try to reach out to a couple. Which James Van Drew, the New Jersey House of Representatives.
Oh, don't know.
Representative.
Not
familiar.
Mason.
Mason.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I would love to get some other people on.
There's been a lot of people that we've tried to reach out. I actually got a very nice rejection letter from F1 driver Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah.
Who I think he drives for Mercedes now, and he's moving over to the Ferrari team next year. But he's like got Sonic tattoos all over, like sleeves.
Okay. Yeah.
But responded right away. They're just like, hey, it's end of season, really busy. He's taking some time off, but we appreciate you reaching out and blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, all right. Well, at least we got to
always try again.
I think it was Brad Paisley's folks gave us a very nice rejection letter.
Yep.
Yep. So,
shoot for the start. You get like Scottie Pippen or Shaq, you know?
We've tried. They did not respond at all.
Yep.
No.
There's been a few others that we've reached out
Shaq's
to.
Shaq's a busy dude, too.
Shaq's a busy dude, but they're both out this way a lot because ESPN's.
Yeah.
Right over there.
Right over there.
We could try again.
We'll try again. Like I said, you know, all we can do is ask. But
we really and speaking of Shaq, I really, really want to get some Prince Hall Masons and talk through that.
100%.
We've been pursuing that for a couple years now, too, and it's just trying to get a contact and get them to come on. It's just hasn't worked out yet.
I got you. I'm well connected with the Waterbury guys here. So we'll get you.
We'd love to do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'd love to do that. That'd be cool as hell because, you know, to have them up here and we're on a podcast, so it's very difficult to talk about the differences in rituals and stuff like that. Right. But I'd love to pick their brain about certain things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like what they do differently and, you know, how they structure themselves because I know they're a very tight-knit group.
Have you been to a Prince Hall meeting? No.
I want to say years and years and years ago in New Haven.
Okay.
I remember a dude with clickers on his shoes.
Oh yeah, it's very impressive. It's very crisp and well rehearsed. Not that we aren't. It's just it's different.
Different. Yeah.
You know, it's very militant and it's very interesting to watch and see.
Yeah. So anyway, what do you brothers say? You gonna wrap it up?
Yeah.
Go home.
Wrap it up.
They want to see Shaq sit next to you. It says.
Did it look like this?
No,
it'll
look like a this. Show that had Shaq sitting next to George. I mean, we had Kevin standing next to me and freaking Joe Pisani. You could see my height. There's a
an Instagram a picture
Kev's
of a big guy.
It. He's a big dude.
Short people got nobody to love.
That could be like the
that
outro.
That could be our outro. Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing.
Perfect.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll have you singing it.
I don't know that I could. I know the tune well enough. It's been like a long time since
I've
heard
it. You just hit it.
Yeah, but that's the
or
only
you have
thing
Papa
I got.
George do it again on the outro.
I could listen if I had my headphones. I could listen to the music and sing it. But
all right, brothers, what do we say?
Let's wrap it up.
All right,
for
good.
The Freemasons podcast, I am Ray Worshipful Brother George Mudry signing off. Thank you for all who tuned in.
Worshipful Brother Joe signing off.
Worshipful Brother Dan off.
Have a good one, everyone. Go on, Joe. Sing your Papa George outro.
They got little baby legs, and they stand so low. You gotta pick them up just to say hello. They got little cars that go beep, beep, beep. They got little voices going peep, peep, peep. They got grubby little fingers and dirty little minds. They're gonna...